This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, PAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Mildred Stone Rock, Stonerock, date of birth February 4th, 1949. Dear Crystal, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Stone Rock. She's accompanied by an adult foster care home worker. She is a previous patient of ours, and she's been seen by this practice since 2014 for elevated creatinine levels. And those have ranged between 1.0 and 1.6 since 2014. She's feeling well. She is handicapped. She is in the process of getting a state-appointed guardian. And she's actually always been very pleasant and cheerful, but has always needed some help. Her weight, she has lost 20 pounds since she was last seen January 24th of 2022. The foster care home provider says that she passed it, they think she passed a kidney stone within the last month or two. And she did have a CT scan of the abdomen, which showed a possible complex cyst. The patient may need a urology referral to have that followed, though. That's generally something urology would follow on a regular basis. Also, if there was a chance that she passed a kidney stone, she should be followed regularly by a local urologist. She had a kidney and bladder ultrasound done 7-5 of 2023 after there was a suspicion of a kidney stone. She had some hematuria and some pain in her lower abdomen. Right kidney is small, 8.9 centimeters, without cysts, masses, or stones. Left kidney, also small, 8.7 centimeters. There was a cyst in the left kidney, several cysts, and a hypoechoic nodule in the left kidney. So several cysts, and then a possible angiomyolipoma or complex cyst was noted in the left kidney. And that certainly needs a urologist to follow. They would probably be doing repeated ultrasound. They may want to do a CAT scan just to get a little clearer view of that. But currently she's having no symptoms, and also renal function is very stable at this point. The staff report that she's eating well and very cooperative and having no concerns at this point. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Lasix 40 milligrams daily, also Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Jardiance is 10 milligrams once a day, in addition to her other routine medications and her diabetic medications. Physical examination. The patient's weight is 157 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm, normal adult cuff is 112. Over 70, pulse is 65, and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. She does have a permanent pacemaker and no edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done July 25th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.17 with estimated GFR of 49. We also have 1714, creatinine 1.06, the GFR is 55. Her hemoglobin is 10.9, normal white count, normal platelets. Thank you. June 14th, 2023, creatinine is 1 with GFR 59. Then your analysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, that's May 27th of this year. The creatinine that date was 1.3 with GFR 43. May 23rd, 2023, creatinine 1.2, GFR 48. And there was blood in that urine analysis. And the January 27th of 2023, creatinine is 1 with GFR 59. So she does fluctuate quite a lot, but her levels are very stable for her. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable, although fluctuating creatinine levels, no uremia, no progression. We would like her to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and so a lab order was provided. 2, hypertension is currently well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, well controlled. 4, anemia of chronic disease. The patient recently saw Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, the hematologist in this area. And 4, left renal cyst, possibly angiolipoma versus complex cyst. This patient probably should also have a urology referral, and I did discuss that with the foster care home provider and the patient. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.